como de mi
This is episode 449 of the Anarchist News Podcast, which is a digest and or conversations on anarchist activity ideas and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of January 3rd through January 9th, 2026. What's new this week? Circling the Anarchist Circle, Revolution in a Single Syllable, from No Selves, No Masters, a, quote, non-denominational Buddhist site, unquote. Here, the writer of this Buddhist blog argues for the reasonable, balanced use and understanding of symbols, demonstrates what kind of anarchist they are, and also what kind of Buddhist, presumably. The writer argues for the radical left, which he presumably intends to include anarchists, so, you know, sick, to be more like religion, which has been, quote, successful at encoding extremely complex and layered information within relatively simple and easily transmissible symbolic toolkits, unquote. There is some fun comparative language stuff in here, and if it works to put you in a meditative state in which you can find new and fun ways to, quote, infinitely regress, unquote, then there's the worth of the article right there.
Iran. Reports from days 5 and 6 of the nationwide protests from Anarchist Perspective. The folks at Anarchist Perspective are sending in lots of articles on the situation in Iran right now. We're actually having to hold some back so that the whole front page is not taken up entirely by one group. But we'll be posting them all over coming days. This has thoughts on what has been happening, why, and what might be learned. Quote, the regime has resorted to maximum violence, direct shots to the face and vital organs, numerous deaths and injuries, but this strategy has backfired. Each death, as reported in Qom, Shiraz, and Marvdasht, has multiplied anger and brought the population to the streets rather than creating fear. Signs of internal collapse have also emerged. The mass resignation of farce lawyers, the early closure of terminals, and reports of lack of cooperation from some sectors, unquote. Popular uprising, y'all. They're scary as fuck, but beautiful while they last.
Oligarchy 14, Thoughts on the Anarchism of Dorothy Day, from Counterpunch by David S. D'Amato. Join me in not understanding the title of this piece, either why oligarchy is a relevant concept here, nor what the point of Roman numerals 14 is. Maybe some Christian in the house will educate our heathen asses. Anyway, this is a piece about Dorothy Day, who D'Amato says he's been hearing about more recently, but without citing any instances for what that's worth. This has some biographical information, but most of it is about how Day's life and values are a counter to a lot of the social ills and expectations of our day. Quote, Day thought that we had things backwards when it came to political and social change. That is, she believed we are already where the action is, and that everything grows from the bottom up. The movement is where you are, and it exists within your power to take care of people in need. So this is obviously a way of thinking poles apart from the performative nonsense that is encouraged today, unquote.
I think it's pronounced Xiv. XIV.
Wow, slow.
Yeah, you put too much brain.
I put too much brain power into that one, yeah.
More than I did in thinking of it. Berlin power outages after left-wing anarchist attack on power cables. From The Irish Times by Derek Scully, a mainstream news article. Here are the opening paragraphs. Quote, thousands of Berliners are facing power outages until Thursday after a left-extreme anarchist triggered a bomb attack on power cables in the German capital. Around 45,000 households and 2,000 firms were left in the dark, and many without heat, on a snowy Saturday night after a collective calling itself Volcano Group claimed responsibility for the attack near a gas power station. The group, also linked to a 2024 attack on the Tesla plant near Berlin, said the latest intervention was an act of resistance against the ongoing greed for energy that is sucking dry, burning, maltreating, raping the planet, unquote.
Is 2026 the year we all become relationship anarchists? From The Independent by Olivia Petter. Nice rollover for that picture, O Anonymous, the collective member. An article popularizing the hippest new jargon, although it's years old now, of course, for relationships. Used to be polyamory, at some point before that it was free love. Still, the idea that romantic and friend relationships, as commonly understood and assumed, are too constraining and or unrealistic and or unpleasant. Still has terminology that will be used by people who want to seem cool, at least until they get scared and end up doing what their parents did. Oh, don't mind me. Some of my best friends are poly, or whatever they're calling it these days.
Nighttime paint intervention. Hands off the ruined forests by anarchists. From Act for Freedom Now. The company that, quote, owns the biggest open pit mine in Germany, unquote, got a visit from some painters. Quote, a struggle has been going on at the mine for 12 years, where the remaining forest that has not been destroyed by the mine is occupied by comrades who are blocking its expansion. An example of this is the occupation of Sudi, a small forest area next to Hobby Hambaker that was occupied about a year ago with the aim of preventing another part of the mine from expanding, unquote. This article is just signed anarchists, so we all did it.
Yay! PIU6 is here from Artemis Graham Thoreau. Announcement of the release of this new issue and the text for the editorial. Some contentious definitions, specifically the nihilism one, which is presented as singular and uncontested. But Artemis does get beyond the binary towards the end, so that's cool. Look forward to reading this issue. It's fun to follow someone's line of thinking as they gain experience and shifts in perspective.
I think it's pronounced pew. You understood that one quicker, see? That's fun. Iran, on the rupture between a part of society and leftist forces in a revolutionary moment. From Anarchist Front, a brief but cogent take on the relationship of the left, also academics, but maybe that's a different article, to popular movements, or at least to uprisings. Quote, this gap is exacerbated in moments of crisis and revolution. At such moments, society seeks recognition of its suffering, anger, and insecurity, rather than seeking detailed structural analysis. But instead of directly naming the suffering, a section of the left relegates it to macro and abstract concepts, maintaining its distance from the objective experience of society by constantly referring to global structures, global and regional political concerns, and complex theoretical language. The result is that society feels analyzed and advised, not heard, unquote. In these days of lefts all over the world that are hugely failing on their own terms, this is a sympathetic take, perhaps too much so, but still provocative. Maybe that's just me.
Volcano Group. Shutting down fossil fuel power plants is DIY. Have courage! From Anon. Earlier in this podcast, there was a mainstream news story about the Volcano Group shutting down power in Berlin. This is the statement of that group, including translators' notes, some remorse from the group that their action was hard on some of the poorest folks in the city, and an acknowledgement that this communique went out to media that did not, and presumably will not ever, air or publish it. Aside from that, this communique hits the usual high points, though maybe with more humility than usual. Quote, with our militant action, we reject the offers of participation in a world ravaged by destruction. That is why we targeted the gas-fired power plant in Lichterfelde. This will not prevent our own complicity in an imperial life mode at the expense of other life, but it will send a signal, again, just as many people and groups in different parts of the world are doing. Just as some groups here, such as the Volcano Groups, have been doing consistently since 2011. Unquote.
Soccer for Social Good from Fifth Estate by Emma Weiss, a book report about Beyond the Final Whistle, Soccer for a Better World by Vasilis Kostakis. This book report is full of assertions. Unclear if that is echoing Kostakis's work or if that's just how Weiss is writing. But there's nothing backing up any of the statements made, for example, that football is always political, that it has often inspired resistance. Resistance to what? To whom, that it should be considered an art form, or even what makes it any different from any of the many, many cultural markers that can indeed inspire people. Why a book about soccer / football in particular? Again, maybe Kostakis explains this, but Weiss just assumes, well, quite a bit.
Minneapolis responds to ICE committing murder from CrimeThink. First-person account on the ground of the protest where Renee Good was shot in the head by ICE. Contextualizes how ICE has been intense in that area for about a month now. Quote, for 38 days now, the Department of Homeland Security has been occupying the Twin Cities to terrorize our immigrant neighbors. This Monday, they deployed 2,000 more ICE agents to dramatically increase the number of abductions. This is an unprecedented escalation. No other city has yet experienced an ICE occupation at this scale. Unquote.
December 2025 bulletin of the Kate Sharpley Library, from Kate Sharpley, gives us the table of contents and the brief editorial, this one on anarchist libraries and the variety of shapes, sizes, activities, and locations they've done and been. Quote, let's end with Marion Ankel of CIRA, who has written about the how and the why. It isn't a matter of us archiving the memory of the movement in order to fix it in place. It is a matter of keeping our history alive and subversive, of affirming the existence of anarchists. There are not even 100 of them, and their diversity against the suffocation by those in power, unquote. Also includes a first-time translation of Machno on the Spanish Revolution and an obituary for Rolf Dupuy, among other things.
Iran reports from the last 5 days of nationwide protests from anarchist perspective. Reports of actions by day, and then some analysis on what the authors think those actions signify. Quote, the fact that the uprising has lasted more than 11 days is itself a sign of a fundamental change. In previous uprisings, the regime was able to break the tide with rapid and focused repression. But this time, the geographical dispersion and tactical diversity, from strikes to direct clashes, have not allowed for full control. With each passing day, the cost of repression for the regime is becoming heavier, not only in human terms, but also in terms of legitimacy and internal cohesion, unquote. Lots of mutual aid, decentralization, and local decision-making. More power to them.
Obituaries, Bellatar, 1955 to 2026, from Freedom News. An obituary for a Hungarian film director. Quote, ranging from the early social dramas, Family Nest, The Outsider, The Prefab People, Almanac of Fall, and Damnation, to the later landmark films Satan Tango, Reckmeister Harmonies, and The Turin Horse, unquote. Started as a communist, but then figured it out. Quote, this suspicion of established power remained a constant. Tar did not move towards liberalism, nor did he align himself with nationalist opposition. His comments suggest a settled distrust of political systems that claim moral authority while reproducing hierarchy. In later public appearances, he spoke sharply about the historical record of communism, at one point remarking that he had never seen a good communist, unquote. Preach!
This week's podcast was sound edited by Rosinante. The What's New was written by Chisel, read by Chisel, and...
Zivpew? I guess?
We hope this podcast is useful to and fun for anarchists and the anarcho-curious.